Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. In studio with me now, our resident philosopher, Al Genie. He's a professor of business ethics at the Quinlan School of Business at Loyola University of Chicago. And he's our resident philosopher. Good to see you, professor. How
Always
are you?
Good to be here. Always good to be here.
Now, instead of today doing a lesson or trying to give you a moral, let's talk about reading.
Yeah.
Reading's important to you.
Reading's really important to me. And when my students say, how do you know that? And they think, you know, I mentioned something about the Civil War, and they assume that I was serving in the Civil War. I mentioned something. And I said, no, I read a book. You know, these little square things, it's not a screen. It doesn't go on, et cetera. I read a book. And, you know, and I think that I need to read, not simply in my discipline. I never read in my own discipline on vacation or in summer. I think we need to read for diversion. I think novels are this wonderful gift we have. And light history, I mean by light history, I don't mean reading, you know, the Constitution of the United States and why all those legalities are
right,
there.
Right.
But, you know, Doris Kearns Goodwin and her wonderful book on Lincoln or something like that. So every summer I try to offer them at the university a reading list.
I always think of reading as a thing to do when it's cold out, when you're inside, but you'll take and say, because I know you do this all the time, like the summer reading at the beach, reading at leisure is so much more important.
I think there's something absolutely exquisite about, and this last weekend, for example, sitting in the backyard under a tree when it's perfect weather and the bugs aren't out yet, and reading a book for 6 hours.
Yeah, right.
The greatest indulgence, right? Not with your 10-year-old, to be assured. But the reality is, I think reading takes us out of ourselves. I think reading is a time to get away from ourselves, and just like vacations, we learn something about ourselves in the lives and the experiences of others.
All right. Well, one thing I love about summer reading lists is it really is gives us a chance to try some new stuff out, stuff that we may not have thought about before. So, Professor, what are you reading this summer?
Well, I'll give you a couple of novels. And my favorite book this last year, we're talking about a book by Jill Alexander Eastman, Hausfrau. Mm-hmm. And it's the opening line of the book reads, Anne was a good wife, comma, mostly. And mostly meant that she was not, when she was not having an affair with a fellow German student or her husband's best friend or a stranger she just happened to meet in the park.
Sure.
But outside of that, she was just great.
You know? Mostly, yeah.
But this is not a story of infidelity or sex or even marriage per se. It's a story about alienation, about being alone, about being lonely, about being uncomfortable in one's own skin, about being disenfranchised in another language. You know, I think about that. Our fear of traveling is always, can I speak that? About always never feeling good about oneself. In fact, in some sense, this book is really about exactly what Virginia Woolf meant, her statement about Oakland. You know, there's no there there. There was nothing in her life she loved. She didn't want to be married. She didn't want to fall in love. She didn't want to have children. She didn't even want to have affairs.
She didn't even know what she wanted.
She didn't even know what she wanted. Hmm. And reading about that, I think, helps us all.
Okay, so that's a good one. What else you got?
Well, Elizabeth Strout has been on a roll for a while. She's the author of Olive Kittredge, which you saw both on HBO and a book. And my name is Lucy Barton. And this is a wonderful story about a woman. And the theory of the story is we only have one story in our lives. And we play out that story in different versions, in different ways in our lives. This woman is now in her mid-30s. She's suddenly ill. She's alienated from her husband. She's alienated from her daughter. And they can't quite diagnose her illness, except she has absolute lassitude and been in the hospital for weeks. And suddenly her mother shows up. The mother she ran away from, the mother who never gave her attention, the mother she hated and the mother who hated her. And she sat at the end of her bed for 5 days and never said much. And that's how they spent their time together. And it reminded her of the pain then and the pain now and how much pain we have in our lives. And if we don't do something about that, we're caught in the pain. Less depressing than you think.
Yeah, I was going to say, you ain't got a golf book that we can go with? I don't know why we get so depressing on the summer reading list.
I'll give you a golf book. But how about Just Ward's Jack Gantz? Now, Scott Simon says this is his favorite Chicago political book. It's set in Chicago in the late 1950s, and it's a story about politics and political characters and how politics is so important, and about politicians who are concerned and politicians who aren't concerned about, you know, the public good. And it's really about power, payola, payback, position in place, and the guy is trying to do the right thing, wants to be a public servant, but realizes there's no way to be a public servant in Chicago unless you know the right people at the right time in the right place, having the
right dinners and
the right payoffs. It's politics. A wonderful slice of politics. It's a wonderful slice into the underbelly.
I love those books.
Yeah,
I love
they're great.
Yeah, those are great.
Totally lost in that kind of stuff.
If you got a couple more, why don't you throw them to
us? All right,
we'll
I'll give you something in your background. Your
a lot
background.
Of pictures.
Okay. Listen, I've just gotten into graphic novels.
Oh, really?
I think they're wonderful. Some of them are absolutely fabulous. We should talk about that sometime.
I'll only read a book if in the middle of it it's got pictures, like the middle section, it's got a little bit of pictures, and that just takes up some time.
You feel
I feel like it's a triumph to get to that part. If I get to that part, I'm like, oh, I'm reading.
Here's the point. With all our wonderful communications, everybody's got this little machine in front of them, right?
Yeah,
the
right.
computer to the world. We don't do long reading anymore. Novels may be the dying art form. I always thought the short story would take over. It hasn't quite yet, but I always thought the short story, that's all we have time for, is, you know, 6,000 words. And I think novels are going to be a dying art form because people don't spend that kind of time reading
anymore.
I have
to say, you know, I'm guilty of that. The show, the download here, has forced me back into reading because we have guests on. We have authors, and I read the books, and you know, I'm glad that I have a job that forces
right.
me to read, but otherwise I don't think I would
right.
do it.
And when we read all day long, there's really a problem. How do you go home and then
right.
do that? Let me offer something different,
okay,
something in your field. Kilohertz Nesterov, what a strange name, is a South African. The Comedians, and it's this history of comedy. You know, it's from the vaudeville to the Borscht Belt in New York to Chicago nightclubs to the Vegas Strip to the golden days of TV. He lists and enumerates every player in the field of what they did, from Milton Berle, Uncle Milton. I remember watching Milton Berle on television and how important that was, and Jackie Gleason and the modern guys, so on and so forth. It's a wonderful history of the ins and outs of comedians and how comedy has affected our whole understanding of show business and the entertainment world, and how, when watching even TV now, all these guys on sitcoms, all these guys and gals on sitcoms, where are they from?
Yeah, right.
They're from some stage.
Some stage in New York or LA
and
Chicago.
Doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful book, huge. Ironically, the book is not full of jokes. You would think that
those are the best comedy
jokes.
Books. Those are the best comedy books.
Yeah,
you don't want jokes in your comedy books.
And he doesn't at all deal with Mark Twain's famous statement, "Humor is the only weapon we have against reality." Luckily, I'm writing a book exactly to that point.
There you go.
We'll fill that in later. But I think it's a wonderful, wonderful book.
All right, we got time for one more.
All right, I'm going to give you a really strange one. A book by Guy, G-U-Y, Sayer, The Forgotten Soldier. And, you know, we've written a lot of books about World War II right now because, you know, the passing of the guard, and my father's generation is totally dying off, so on and so forth. And I've been rewatching the Band of Brothers. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. But it's all from our side, right? It's our soldiers' experience and what they did, so on and so forth. And this is a 17-year-old Alsatian man-child who was dragooned into the German army. Barely speaks German, you know, because he's Alsatian, and is not a Nazi, and is, you know, not ideologue at all. And he thinks it's a great romantic thing. He's going to march off in this magnificent army. You know, this is the adventure of his life, and winds up 4 years, surviving 4 years of combat from Russia all the way down into Poland, to the end. And in the end, they were just trying to survive. They were not fighting for mother or country or anything else. They just wanted to survive. And we've talked about boy soldiers in Africa. This is the boy soldiers of Europe.
Mm.
And so to read this from another point of view, it was really fascinating. I've read this twice. It's a huge book, but it's a book you get lost in. You think this has got to be fiction. It isn't fiction. It's really fact.
I had a neighbor when I lived in Lincoln Square, an old man who told us he fought in the war, but he was on the German side. He was just a kid. He was a kid who just got drafted
into
wood here, and he fought, and then he left. And now he was living in life. I was like, oh, well, okay. Are you using this grill? Can we use the grill? I felt like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Poor
guy. But the reality is, I think we look at my father's experience, and I realize how much my father was affected by that experience and how that changed him as a person. You know, he had three uniforms in his life. He went from CPA to the Cubs farm system in Iowa to the United States Army. And he never had his own suit, an adult suit, until 1946. And how wars change. But you got to remember, that's both sides.
Yeah.
And not every soldier is an ideologue.
Yeah,
but every soldier
is
trying to survive.
Well, this sounds like a great list. It's a summer reading list from Professor Al Janney, who's a resident philosopher. He's a professor of business ethics at the Quinlan School of Business at Loyola University of Chicago. Professor, great to see you.
See you soon.